Welcome to the Online Success Journey Podcast, your opportunity to discover and learn from entrepreneurs like yourself. This is not your typical podcast, but a place where you can get the real story and find out how real people encounter speed bumps and detours, but journey through to find success. Now, here's your host for the Online Success Journey Podcast, Patience.
Hello everyone and welcome to Online Success Journey. This is episode 193. Are you ready to join the clan? Today we have Cheryl Thacker, a Master Board Certified Coach and the founder of Successful Coaches Enterprise. She helps coaches and services-based entrepreneurs to structure their business, price package their services, and market themselves authentically. Cheryl helps you gain clear goals, boost visibility, uplevel your game to reach your fullest potential in your business, and take action to get the most out of your time and energy. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Patience. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Okay. I know the clan here is anxious to hear your story, so let's get started with the basics. Can you tell my clan a little bit about your background, about what you did before you started your own online business coach?
Yeah, so I actually come from the finance world. I was a banker for over 20 years, so I come from a corporate background. And I was kind of getting tired of the corporate climate and what was happening there and working for other people. And I had a couple things happen in my life, and I decided that I really needed to work for myself. I was doing some things on the side already, some website design, some financial things like people's taxes, things along those lines. And some transcribing as well. And I really wanted to figure out what I needed to do in order to work for myself and have control over my own hours and my own, my own life, my own work life. So I did find a coaching school and kind of explored that and realized that that was something that I wanted to give a try, to try out. So that's basically what got me into coaching was, looking for something different. And I started out part-time and then eventually went full-time.
Wow. Okay. Why do you do what you do, apart from you wanting to be, to have control of your own life?
Well, so I always, tried to give back and tried to help people. And I found that, like, working with different charities and my church and ministry, those things, but I felt like there was something more that I could do, and I just wasn't sure what that was. And with coaching, I found that I'm able to help people to kind of help themselves, to help them discover what's going to help them in their lives in different ways. And so being a coach helps me to give back in a very constructive way.
What is the most dangerous belief an entrepreneur can have?
The most dangerous belief? Well, I think looking at us being not enough or not don't know enough. And so that stops us from moving forward or trying to move forward. So I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, but I did kind of get the guts to go out and explore it. And I think that's where what holds a lot of people back is that we feel like, oh, we don't know enough or we can't learn something new or something like that. And I think that's a pretty big block to really moving forward and working for yourself.
Let's put man aside. How do you know you are successful?
How do I know I'm successful? Well, besides kind of me enjoying my work and my clients enjoying what I give to them, just knowing, knowing my schedule, knowing my, I get to do what I think is important, what I have valued in my life. If I'm working towards my values and I'm expanding on them and I'm taking care of myself, my family, my, the people I have influence on, I think that determines my success for me.
Can anyone be an entrepreneur, or are some people more cut out for it than others?
I think anybody can be an entrepreneur. I just think that you have to find what's going to work for you. And I think anybody can do the mindset work that's required, because some people, you know, have more internal motivation than others. But I think that if you really want to do it, that you can overcome those mindset issues, and you can definitely find something that's within your wheelhouse that you enjoy doing that you can do as an entrepreneur.
What have you learned from business as a whole?
What I've learned as a whole? Well, I think I've learned a lot about people in general. Because you work for yourself, it's a different dynamic than working for someone else. So you have to learn how to communicate better. You have to learn how to put yourself out there, be more comfortable in your own skin. And I think that all goes to learning more about myself, but learning more about other people as well. I think that's my biggest learning.
Well, you have a coaching business. Do you have a coach yourself or a mentor yourself?
Oh, yeah. I always have a coach myself, and I always suggest that coaches have their own coaches. Definitely need a coach or a mentor, I feel, to help you through establishing a business, growing a business, helping you to get more organized, creating systems, marketing. There's a lot of different moving pieces to building your own business. And so having a coach or a mentor that's been through it already, that also can see things from a different perspective, looking kind of from the outside, looking at the bigger picture, can help immensely when you're trying to build a business.
What is the secret to creating a profitable coaching business?
Structure. So a lot of my clients are coaches and entrepreneurs. Those are the people that I coach. And so, there's a very small percentage of people that can just go out and just start doing things without a plan, you know, just kind of waking up and doing what they want without any structure and be successful. There are people like that, but it's a very small percentage. The rest of the people will just wind up flopping around and not, you know, getting anywhere, not getting any traction, not becoming successful because they don't have any structure in place. And structure means, you know, systems and time management and really looking at what you're going to be doing, having that plan, and then following through with the actions.
You said
everyone should have a coach or a mentor. So what is the most valuable thing your mentors or coaches has told you?
I think the biggest takeaway that I have had from one of my coaches was that, first of all, to be myself, because just being human, we attract the people that we're meant to interact with in life and business as well. So just being myself and not trying to be someone else, not trying to duplicate what other people are doing, but just really looking at being authentic and being myself, and then I will attract those that are meant to work with me and those that are meant to be in my life.
What is one thing that has contributed to your success?
One thing, wow. Well, there's a ton of things that have contributed.
Let's narrow it to one.
I think an important one is just really having support around me. So having, you know, my kids were very supportive of me working. My late husband was very supportive of me working on my own. And my mom was very supportive. So I think the support is a big thing. But there's a lot of people that don't have support. And so being able to create support around you, I think, is really important, too. And there's a ton of ways to do that. But just really creating a community or family around you that can be supportive for you.
What is one thing no one knows about you?
I would say one thing is that I can be very lazy. And I don't think people see that in me, but I don't give into it often, but I feel it.
Today I'm having a day off. What grounds you?
What grounds me? My kids. they're something. I have three boys, and so there's nothing like having to deal with, they're grown, but nothing having to deal with grown kids that are still your kids, right? So they ground me instantly. They don't let me get any kind of a big head or you know, any airs or anything. They'll bring me down in a second to let me know that I am who I am and who I've always been. And you know, not anymore, not any less. But yeah, they ground me. They really forced me to focus in on you know, life and family and just being happy and in the moment.
What is the most valuable thing you have ever given away?
I would say my time. I feel my time is pretty valuable, and I try to give it a certain amount away as much as possible. And I think that's everybody's. You know, everybody's time is valuable, and when we're able to share it with others, then I think we do a great service.
Tell us more about your Master Your Coach business.
So I have a boot camp that's called Master Your Coaching Business, and it basically it's a 12-week program where I walk you through the six pillars of a successful business. And it's for coaching and entrepreneurs, and basically I show you everything that you need. We go through those 12 weeks, everything that you need to have a successful business. And then after that, you just have to implement those six areas. But it's very comprehensive, and it gives you, you get a lot of feedback. You get to be creative in that process and really start to expand on how you can have a very structured business with a plan to get started or to grow and scale your business.
Okay, what is your types of clientele?
My clients are coaches and entrepreneurs, usually solopreneurs, that are just kind of starting out, anywhere from starting out to about 4 years in business.
Okay. Do you have like a packages? Do they have to fill in the pre-approved application form? How do we get into this course?
Oh yeah, no, I have different different ways to work with me. Some more contact than others. So there's all different ways. They can, my website, successfulcoaches.com, has a lot of the different areas that you can work with me, or also just emailing me at coachcheryl@successfulcoaches.com.
If you had to give, like someone was just starting up and they're just still not sure if they are confident enough to start this business, what reassurance would you give it to them?
Well, there are, I can say there's no assurances, right? But what I would say is, and I've been with people a lot of times where they kind of have that doubt in the beginning, is just to give it a go. I mean, this is, we only get one life, right? So let's try to live it to the fullest and just try it and give it your best try and get the help if you need it. But give it your best try. And if you put your heart into it and you do the work, you can do something. It doesn't have to be huge, but you can do something that will help you with your help you ignite your passion and live the life that you want. So just the first advice would be just to try it. Give it your all and try it.
How long can we try? Can someone try it for 1 year, 2 years, 3? Do we have like a time frame on this? to make sure that we have tried. Cheryl said after 2 years, 3 years, I think don't even think about it. Go and do something else.
You know, that's funny because there's people that are kind of the perpetual entrepreneurs. They're always trying something. But sometimes, you know, it really depends on the person. Sometimes just the trying is enough, right? It gives them that focus and that that happiness and those activities that will, you know, bring joy to them. So the kind of serial entrepreneurs that are doing something every year, they're still being positive. They're still getting something out of it. But if you're trying to do something, you know, and it's been a few years, then maybe you need to look at switching it up, doing something different. So I think it just really depends on the person and their situation.
Okay, so a few years, then someone would stop. Because nowadays, as you show, you are aware, we have social media, everything. Today, something is not in. Tomorrow, we have something else coming in. Like now, everyone was like, oh, Facebook. Now everyone's like, nah, I'm going to Instagram. So every day, something is coming. So how do you keep yourself to one lane, focus, and you're like, no, I don't want to hear anything loud. I don't want to see any shiny objects. How do you do that to yourself? And your clients?
So basically I do it's a three-point rule. So you focus in three areas and only those three areas for 6 months, and then you measure and track everything. So you measure your engagement, you measure your visibility. At the end of that 6 months, you take a look at it and you decide if those have given you the return that you want, or the attention or the exposure that you wanted, then you continue on to those and maybe add a fourth one in. But if they haven't, then you switch them and you change up. So it's a matter of being consistent for at least 6 months. Sometimes a year makes more sense in just three different areas. And that might be like, Instagram, blogging, and videos or something. Like you find a mix. It's really your marketing mix for exposure and visibility, and you stick to it.
Thank you for sharing. Where can we find your product and how can we connect with you?
So my website is successfulcoaches.com. My email is coachcheryl@successfulcoaches.com. And then my bootcamp is masteryourcoachingbiz.com.
Thank you. So, Clan, there will be more from Cheryl in a moment. If you are listening on one of many broadcasting platforms rather than my website and you are encouraged by Cheryl's journey, go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for a bonus portion of the interview. The Online Success Journey is a wonderful membership community built for people searching for the path to success. We are one big clan and you can be part of this community for free. Once you have joined the clan, click on part two of Cheryl's journey or over 150 other journeys that are available and learn how you can find the right path for your own online success journey. That's a wrap, clan. Remember, success is a journey. Patience and Cheryl.
This is not the end of the journey. We hope you've enjoyed listening to part one and want to be sure you know there is a second part to this and every journey podcast at onlinesuccessjourney.com, filled with even more success tips, uplifting stories, and even a bit of fun. There are dozens of episodes only available to the members of the Online Success Journey clan. Check out the website and click on Join the Clan for more information. Patience would like to thank you for listening to this podcast, and she has a free audio gift for you at her website. Go to onlinesuccessjourney.com for instant access to this gift. Of course, you know that listening to the journeys of others helps each of us chart our own path. So make sure you're subscribed to be notified as each new interview is posted. There are so many ways to stay connected to the Online Success Journey and to listen in. And if you're enjoying the podcast, we appreciate your help in telling others. One of the best ways to share the benefit you get is to rate and review it at Stitcher and other sites by clicking the stars or completing the ratings form, by clicking thumbs up and leaving a comment on YouTube, or liking and sharing the podcast on social media. To review the podcast within iTunes, simply open iTunes to the podcast, click on Ratings and Reviews, then write a review. On behalf of Patience, and until next time, thanks once more for listening. It is our hope that this podcast will guide you on your own online success journey.